Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening, as always. Officially, the last podcast of December 22, and also the last podcast of 2022. So we are heading down into that 2023 path coming up here on Sunday. So it's kind of an interesting reality. It's always interesting when the two big holidays, Christmas and New Year, fall on a Sunday, because companies have to figure out, do we give you Friday off or do we give you Monday off? Mine chose to give Monday off in both cases, so kind of makes a short work week, which is always nice. I like the short work week. Anyway, my podcast is sponsored by the upcoming novel, available actually in February of 2023, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life, you meet someone, you think they're too good to be true. And you actually find out you were wrong. They really were that good. Anyway, novel's coming up. Awesome. So today, a couple of things. The first thing is talking about 3D printers. I finally got the AnchorMake 3D printer. I've been waiting for a while for it. And not that they were late or delayed. Actually, they were, I think they were only a week from their original planned schedule of shipping. So I think they were 1 week delayed. I think originally I got that I would get mine around the middle of December, and I got mine around the end of December. So awesome that they were able to deliver the product that effectively and that early. The other thing is where I put it. So one of the things I've been thinking about, is trying to figure out, I'm going to have two 3D printers in the basement, actually three. One is a 3D printer that uses the liquid. The other two use PLA and ABS plastic, the strands. So I have three types. One is better for solid objects. The other two are better for less solid objects or printed objects that are not solid. You get really close with the honeycomb to solid, but you can't get solid solid. It just doesn't work out effectively. Anyway, so one of the things I realized is, I have a desk in my pool table area in my basement that my grandfather made. Now, for many years, my father had that desk, and I assumed for many years that my grandfather made that desk for my father. But when my mom gave it to me, she did tell me that actually my grandfather made the desk for me originally. And in fact, now that I remember, until we went to Thailand, that desk was in my room. That was my desk in my room for many years. And then Dad took it to his office when I got the desk in Thailand. In Thailand, I actually got a teak desk that I still have to this day. It's well over 40 years old. It's an awesome teak desk that I still have. Quite a beautiful desk, quite a beautiful teak thing to have. Anyway, so my grandfather made this desk, and my father actually had a plaque made for it right on the front of the desk that says "Made by Raymond Johnston." So it's kind of cool. It connects me to my father, connects me to my grandfather, and connects me to my mother who told me the story. So it's always interesting. In fact, the as I do this bird buddy stuff, and if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, I post images of birds and squirrels that are eating my bird seed. Mostly squirrels, not birds. A few birds, a couple of birds, but mostly squirrels. And in doing that feed, I have gotten from my mother a comment that, in fact, at one point she and my dad had a squirrel that was a pet. I guess I kind of got worried when I realized that my parents had a raccoon, and then a squirrel, and then me. So I don't know if I should be worried about that. I don't know. I guess maybe did the raccoon not work out? The squirrel didn't work out. They decided to try for, I don't know. I shouldn't pick on my parents. They're wonderful human beings. Dad's no longer with us, but my mom is a wonderful human being, and I shouldn't pick on her, so I'll stop there. Anyway, so the 3D printer is sitting on my grandfather's old desk. Then I have another unit for the other printer when it arrives, which is January, February timeframe for it. I got the newest version of the SnapMaker 3D printer, which is a product from the SnapMaker group. It's called Artisan. It's a new printer that they've done. Now, the difference with the SnapMaker printer versus the AnchorMate printer is the SnapMaker actually does CNC carving as well as laser engraving and 3D printing. So there's a little more flexibility. And the other thing about the SnapMaker that is very interesting is that it's also got a dual plastic extruder, which means you can actually do two kinds of plastic. You can do two colors of plastic, or you can do two kinds of plastic. Now, there's kinds of plastic that you can print that when it dries becomes very brittle, but while it's setting up, it is stable, which allows you to create a more intricate design and then just chip off the brittle plastic when you're done, when it dries. And now all of a sudden you've got a more complex design, a more complex system structure that will allow you to, happily print more complex items that are more intricate without having to worry about, will it fall apart? Because, obviously a 3D print without structure or stability will ultimately, put a situation where the 3D printer itself doesn't necessarily print something that's going to be stable. It's plastic is plastic, right? Plastic can fall apart. So anyway, very excited about that. That is a very, cool thing about that printer. And then obviously the new AnchorMake is an interesting new addition to the 3D printing world that in the house. When I moved to the new house, when we sell this house, I'm going to redo my office area. And one of my hopes is that I'll be able to build out a better 3D printing area so I can do some interesting prototyping and some interesting visualizations with them. But neither here nor there, as we head down the path, it is what it is. The last thing today is I'm noticing that the political climate in the U.S. seems to be finally slowly settling down. There's a lot of screaming on one side and there's a lot of screaming on the other side for a long time. That has slowly begun to decline a little bit. We're starting to see people take the approach of working together first and screaming second. I do hope that the politicians who focus on the screaming first, stop. At some point or another, we don't need a bunch of firebrands in Congress. We need people that are willing to work together for what is best in this country and work together for the right things to do for this nation. But it's all about who you elect. And if you elect somebody who wants to be a firebrand, they're going to be a firebrand. My name is Scott Anderson. I want to thank you so much for listening to my last December 2022 podcast.